Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Monday, sunny skies, lower 90s. Winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lower 70s. Winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll continue with sunny skies. We'll see temps in the upper 90s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low near 74. For the 4th of July, sunny and hot, temperatures in the upper 90s. Right now, it's 61.
Most insurance ads end at competitive rates, as if that's all that matters. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greene, Hanover, and Marysville, that's just where we begin. When it comes to insuring your home, car, camper, or boat, we offer you personalized advice and service, along with a choice of companies to fit your needs. And yes, competitive rates too. When you need insurance, contact Blue Valley Insurance.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Monday. A Colorado man died after colliding with another vehicle in Greenwood County over the weekend. The Kansas Highway Patrol says 25-year-old Aiden Gonzalez Gomez crossed the center line and struck another vehicle on U.S. Highway 400 at about 3:30 Saturday afternoon. The driver and passenger in the vehicle that Gomez hit were taken to the hospital with injuries. Gomez was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities say Gomez had a 3-year-old in the car at the time of the crash that was not injured. A former teacher at Gardner Edgerton High School has received a suspended prison sentence and 3 years probation for having sexual contact with a student. Kansas City Star reports that 45-year-old Todd Bird was ordered Friday to serve 30 days in jail as a condition of his probation. Bird pleaded guilty in April to unlawful sexual relations. He had initially been charged with aggravated criminal sodomy after a 16-year-old boy reported being assaulted while sitting in Bird's pickup truck. Mid-America Network News.
Hi, this is Stephanie Austin with the Mid-America Network. I hope you'll join me every day for the latest news and sports from around the region. From business happenings on Wall Street to legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day. We'll report on regional sports to the latest happenings from our lawmakers. We'll tell you about fraud and crime and give you ways to stay safe on the road and in your home. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are the Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag and news.
MHFordRacing.com is your one-stop shop for your racing needs. Don Knight Gill here with MHFordRacing.com. We're serving the racing community with a wide variety of exceptional racing products. If you're looking for high-quality race tires or the top-of-line racing fuel, we've got you covered. Our racing products can be picked up at Mel Hamill IV at the Big Horn of 119th and West Kellogg, or we can have them delivered straight to your race shop. Shop with confidence and know that our experienced staff can help you find the exact product for your racing needs. If you've got questions or special requests, give us a call at 316-462-3673 today.
A government report shows Kansas farmers planted fewer acres of corn and soybeans and more sorghum this spring compared to previous seasons. The National Ag Statistics Service reported Friday that Kansas growers seeded 5.4 million acres of corn this year, down 2% from a year ago. Also down is planted area for soybeans at 4.85 million acres. That's down 6% from last year. However, planted sorghum acreage is at 2.85 million acres, which is up 10% from 1 year ago. A federal judge has set a hearing for this week to hear arguments on the request by a Massachusetts man seeking to put his name on the Republican primary ballot for attorney general. U.S. District Judge Eric Malgren will take up the issue tomorrow in federal court at Wichita. Political activist Vermin Love Supreme has asked for an injunction against Kansas. Supreme is from Rockport, Massachusetts, and contends he should be allowed to be a candidate because Kansas has no age, residency, or experience requirements for the office. Mid-America Network News.
You'll never know what lies beyond the next curve unless you drive it. So pursue new drives confidently with the long-lasting control of Michelin tires. And from June 13th to July 12th, get a $70 reward card after submission with the purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires.
See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for this limited time offer today.
See MichelinMan.com/promo for details. Offer expires 7/12/18. Void where prohibited.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, good Monday. Federal Reserve report on the strength of Nebraska's housing market. Over the past decade, Nebraska home prices grew 26%. That was the sixth highest rate among all states. Nebraska home prices remained relatively stable during the 2008 recession. Prices remained flat for several years before starting to climb back in 2013. A McCook woman and her teenage daughter, who were thought to have been vulnerable and reported missing on the 6th of June, have been found safe in California and decided to stay there. The McCook Police Department received a report that 41-year-old 16-year-old Trisha Morgan and 16-year-old Winifred Morgan, both of McCook, were missing early in June. The McCook Gazette reports both of them were located in Los Angeles on Thursday and have decided to stay there. Mid-America Network News.
During spring field work, you simply can't afford downtime from unexpected equipment failure. That's why Cenex recently enhanced their premium fuel line with a special additive formulated for the demands of today's modern engines to help reduce downtime and maintenance. Plus, Cenex premium diesel fuels are proven to deliver more power and up to 5% better fuel economy. Don't wait for a breakdown to consider the better diesel fuel. To learn more, talk with your certified Cenex distributor. In Anthony, Harper, and Sharon, Anthony Farmers Co-op. You need to stay in the know all day long, and Mid-America Ag Network can help. Hi, this is Craig Mead. Join us online for up-to-the-minute market reports and network promotions and events. Let us help you with an online farming calculator. Plus, check out our weekly recap on Ag News of the Week. And there's a list of our great affiliate stations throughout Kansas. Have some information you'd like to share with us? Send it over at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. The Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on agriculture.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday, conducting mostly routine business. County Attorney Laura Johnson McNish provided comparisons with budget increases for several other departments, while the county attorney's budget was cut. Dennis Wanklin of Frankfort was present and spoke in support of commissioners' efforts cutting or maintaining the county attorney's budget. County appraiser presented several used vehicle bids, but commissioners tabled the decision until the next meeting. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday, also conducting mostly routine business. A local disaster declaration resolution was approved for recent storm damage. The state continues assessing damage, and the resolution may allow the county to receive funding assistance later. Flood damage around Haddam was reported. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday. Representatives with the Forbes Law Group and several Nemahal County residents came before the board to speak to commissioners about adopting a resolution that would reiterate current Kansas state law concerning ownership of agricultural land by corporate landowners. The county attorney was also present. No decision was made by commissioners regarding adoption of a resolution at this time. The annual U.S. 36 Highway Association annual meeting was held last Friday in Marysville. Kansas Secretary of Transportation Richard Carlson pointed out the state was ranked second nationally in quality of roads last year. The legislature is to consider options for a multi-year transportation plan with a task force identified. State Senator Elaine Bowers of Concordia is a member of the committee and also spoke, indicating that conversation includes work for the next decade. Concerns with recent transfers from the State Highway Fund leading to cancellation of nearly two dozen projects were heard. A Marshall County couple won big with the Kansas Lottery, claiming the Lucky for Life Lottery grand prize Thursday, 3 days after the winning numbers were drawn. They claimed a $5.75 million prize at Kansas Lottery headquarters in Topeka, choosing the cash option instead of a $1,000 a day for life. Winning numbers were on a quick pick ticket drawn in Monday night's drawing. The ticket was bought at CJ Express East in Marysville. The couple is Kansas' first grand prize winners of Lucky for Life. City of Marysville reminds residents of a recent fireworks ordinance adopted relating to certain items prohibited within city limits, including bottle rockets, sky rockets, and Chinese lanterns. For additional details, contact the Marysville City Office. City of Washington reminds residents fireworks may only be discharged in the city limits July 1st through the 5th between 8 a.m. and midnight. Roger Horman, age 40, of Kansas City, formerly of Marysville, passed away. Funeral service Tuesday, 9:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. No rosary is planned. Visitation Monday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Monday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Roger Horman. Sharon Jo Bridgman, age 80, of Tecumseh, formerly of Pawnee City, passed away Friday. Memorial service Tuesday, 9:30 at the United Methodist Church in Pawnee City. Visitation Monday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 until 8 at the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Sharon Bridgman. Dennis E. Pardee, age 67, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. A memorial service is planned Thursday, 10:30 at the Wymore Church of Christ. No visitation is planned. A guest book is available at Harmon Wright Mortuary Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Dennis Pardee. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, tater tot casserole, a muffin, beets, and peaches. Tomorrow, a hamburger, potato salad, corn salad, and strawberry poke cake. KNDY News time is 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank & Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank & Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, looking at the surface map, it does look like we have a high pressure system across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. This is going to bring us quiet weather as we head throughout the rest of the day, and it looks like we're going to see nice quiet weather over the next several days. Doesn't look like we'll see a chance of showers and thunderstorms as we head into Thursday and into Thursday evening. Otherwise, temperature-wise, still hot. We'll see temperatures in the 90s, even upper 90s for the 4th of July. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of the day, sunny skies, temps at 92. Winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, lower 70s. Winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies with a high of 96, with wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, will drop down to 74. As we head into the 4th of July, sunny and hot with a high near 97. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low of 74. For Thursday, sunny, slight chance of storms, mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early July 88, the average low 67. Sunset this evening 8:52, sunrise in the morning 6:02. Sunshine, a mild 62 degrees this morning in Marysville. Winds are light. Varying amounts of precipitation Saturday evening. We recorded 1,500ths of an inch here at studios in Marysville. Wide ranging from a half inch to an inch across much of our listening area. Points a little bit to our east. Received significantly more rainfall Saturday night. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 2nd of July. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Have a blast at this year's Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce 4th of July celebration. Lots to enjoy. A human tractor pull, the fireman water race, and new events like music entertainment, a vendor fair, and a kiddie parade. Don't forget the fireman's barbecue, the duck race, and of course, fireworks at dusk. For a complete list of events, go to BlueRapids.org. Come on out to Blue Rapids this 4th of July.
They're planning a coronation out west. Hi everyone, Michelle Franzen reporting on sports. Los Angeles has a new king. LeBron James and the Lakers agreed Sunday to a deal that will bring the four-time MVP to L.A. ABC's Joey Waller has more.
On this first day of NBA free agency, LeBron James joining the Los Angeles Lakers. His agent firm says James has agreed to a four-year, $154 million deal, this confirming rumors James was L.A.-bound. At 33, James leaves Cleveland, where he won a championship but saw the team's talent shrink. In the postseason, James playing the best ball of his 13-year career.
And in baseball, Aaron Hicks homered three times as the Yankees teed off on David Price.
1-2. Swung on and drilled to right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Second deck.
On WFAN, Aaron Judge, Gleyber Torres, and Kyle Higashioka also went deep as New York topped Boston 11-1. The Red Hot Giants completed a weekend sweep of the first-place D-backs. 9-6. They've won 10 of their last 12. To NHL free agency news, John Tavares will sign a 7-year deal with the Maple Leafs. ESPN's Emily Kaplan says Toronto is now a force to be reckoned with.
John Tavares is probably the number one center, which bumps Austin Matthews, who is a number one center, down to number two. Nazem Kadri goes to number three. This challenges the Pittsburgh Penguins as the top center trio in the league.
On the PGA Tour, Tiger Woods finished at 11 under, tied for fourth at the Quicken Loans National this weekend. He was 10 strokes behind the winner, Francesco Molinari. Woods says his short game is improving.
The putter felt good. It felt good to start my ball on the lines again, and so I'm starting to see it. I'm starting to feel it.
At the World Cup, hosts Russia shocked powerhouse Spain via penalties in the round of 16. Croatia advanced as well, defeating Denmark in a shootout. Today, Mexico and Brazil clash, followed by Belgium versus Japan. Michelle Franzen, ABC Sports.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
Marysville Legion Post 163 baseball team split a doubleheader with Sabetha Sunday, dropping the opener 13-1, winning the late game 9-2.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Soybean planted acres topped corn for the first time since 1983, as USDA released the planted acreage report on Friday. Soybean acres, 89.6 million acres, actually 1% lower than last year, as planted acres either down or unchanged in 14 of the 31 biggest soybean states. Corn acres also down 1% from last year, coming in 89.1 million acres. Corn acres down or unchanged in 31 of the 48 states in the survey out of USDA. The all wheat acres up 4% from a year ago, coming in 47.8 million. Cotton acres, 13.5 million. That's 7% higher than 2017. USDA also released the quarterly grain and oilseed stock report on Friday. Showed a lot of soybeans in storage, coming in at 1.22 billion bushels. That's 26% higher than last year. On-farm soybean stocks, 13% higher than a year ago. Off-farm stocks, 33% higher. Corn stocks estimated at 5.3 billion bushels, 1% higher than the same time last year. More corn has moved off the farm. Current on-farm stocks, 3% lower than last year. Old crop all-wheat stocks came in 1.1 billion bushels, 7% lower than 2017. Well, Canada has placed higher tariffs on U.S. beef imports. In fact, it started yesterday. Kent Backus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says Canada finally followed through on the actions it's been threatening for months. He said Canada followed through on a threat to slap a tariff on $170 million worth of UFB products in direct response to those steel and aluminum tariffs. He said the retaliatory tariffs are clearly still avoidable, but the unfortunate casualty would be Canadian consumers as well as American cattlemen and cattlewomen. Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network. It's brought to you by Abilene Machine. Well, Kansas wheat harvest continues. Actually, it's wrapping up in many parts of the state. Shad Marston is an Ag Extension agent in McPherson County. He says harvest turned out to be much better than some had anticipated there.
Well, I think a little bit better than average for our bushels per acre. Most of the farmers were right around that 40 range, maybe a little bit under 40. We did have some 50 and maybe some spots in some fields that were 60. And then we also had some that was down as 20 and in the teens. And so when you average a little better than what you might predict with all the problems that we had in our county with the late freeze, April, the first weekend, Saturday in April, it got really cold.
Averaged around 60 pounds in McPherson County, and he says harvest was pretty much wrapped up by late last week, and he says protein was surprising.
Protein was extremely high. I cut a test plot at the Golly test plot in Mound Ridge, and our lowest protein was 15.6, and our highest was 17. So all of that, it averaged in the 16s on our protein, and that was with 25 different varieties. But again, we had no problem with moisture. Our test weight was not as good there, ranged from 56 to 61, but our protein was extremely high there.
Ag agent Shad Marston in McPherson County. Harvest update brought to you by Abilene Machine on Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to the trailer you're hauling behind your vehicle, whether it's a big rig or a pickup truck, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers from Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, Mound Ridge.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, which we all know is agriculture, of course. Let's talk about the rain after this.
It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wenck Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wenck Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
In the part of the country where I grew up, northeastern Colorado, we averaged between 5 and 15 inches of rain per year. Averaged per year. Across parts of the Midwest, there has been that much each of the last 2 months. And that has led to some benefits on the farm, as well as some problems, too. Problems in the farm garden, which is why we have Jim Fizell, an expert gardener on the line, who has, he's had enough rain.
In our rain gauge already this month, almost 9 inches of rain after nearly 10 inches in May. I think it's enough.
And when it stops, he says it'll dry out in a hurry.
Because the percolation that's developed when this water falls and goes down through the soil doesn't stop when the rain stops. It continues to go down and it pulls in air behind it. So you folks who are having a lot of water right now can expect it to dry out within a week or 2 weeks after this stuff stops, but so be ready. And you know, there's a lot of rain going on right now, but it's not going to rain forever. Out in the garden, we need to be concerned a little bit with the things that are particularly bad when we have rain. Two of the things that are very bad in wet weather are earwigs and slugs. Earwigs you can control with 7 insecticide, and there are some others that can be used. Slugs, you need to use slug bait, not on the plants, but in the row next to the plant so that they'll crawl out to it. And the old stale beer thing in a shallow pan, set into the ground so that it can fall in, it does work. Be sure that you keep on top of the weeds as soon as the things dry out a little bit. And actually, this is the time of year we've all been waiting for. It's summer, so we need to get out and enjoy.
Some solid advice from ornamental horticulturalist Jim Fizell. Of course, it's harder to enjoy it out there when you're in the middle of a drought. And taking a look at the U.S. Drought Monitor map from last week, well, it has looked worse, but there are still some areas across the Great Plains and Southwest where there is severe drought, extreme drought, and several spots of exceptional drought. And that has led producers to continue to have to make some really critical destocking decisions. And online, there is a website you might want to check out if you're in the position of being a livestock producer and perhaps having to destock. The National Drought Mitigation Center at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln has some good information, and the URL is drought.unl.edu/ranchplan/droughtbasics/knowingwhenyoureindrought.aspx. Or just go to drought.unl.edu, and perhaps you'll find some helpful information there. Back after this.
At LDI, we're doing what it takes to keep you farming with great service and innovative products. We carry all the AGCO equipment you need for year-round productivity. From Massey Ferguson and Challenger tractors to Gleaner combines and Rogator and Terragator sprayers, and our parts specialists are some of the best in Kansas, providing you with genuine, affordable AGCO parts whenever you need them. Visit one of our 12 locations across Kansas to find out what LDI can do for you. LDI, doing what it takes.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunny skies and 62 degrees this morning in Marysville off a pleasant day Sunday. Warming up at 10, highs around 90 on tap today, and the warm-up continues through Independence Day.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. James Paxton limited Kansas City to 2 hits and struck out 11 in 8 innings. And the Seattle Mariners beat Royals 1-0 yesterday for their season best 7th consecutive victory. Paxton from Ladner, British Columbia pitched on Canada Day and his bobblehead day at Safeco Field. Kansas City rookie Brad Keller allowed 6 hits in 8 innings. He allowed only 1 extra base hit, Kyle Seager's double in the 7th inning. The only run came in the 2nd inning, Ben Gamel dropped a broken bat single into shallow center to score Kyle Seager from second base. Seager singled to right before Ryan Healy singled to center. Jacob Junis will make his 17th start of the season today when the Royals return home to start a three-game series with Cleveland. First pitch at the K at 7:15 this evening. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Rick Everett.
Marysville Legion Post 163 took a doubleheader from Seneca on Friday, winning by margins of 9-8 and 6-5. Legion Post split a pair with Sabetha Sunday, dropping the opener 13-1, winning the second game 9-2. Marysville Legion at Beatrice Tuesday evening for an 8 o'clock start.
It's being called one of the biggest ice cream breakthroughs in decades, and we have the scoop on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
We all would like to make a little extra money. There are bills to catch up on and a vacation we'd like to take this summer. Starting today, you can work part-time or full-time from any location. No one dictates your schedule. You start and stop when it works best for you. Work as much or as little as you like. How's that for a perfect opportunity? If you visit earnmorethanbefore.com, you'll find free information on how to start as soon as today. Companies online are hiring to post ads on the internet. They need someone like you to help. You will be provided with everything you need to get started, including some sample information you can copy and paste into forms. It's a complete step-by-step program. Visit earnmorethanbefore.com and get signed up. It only takes a few minutes. Go shopping, run errands with your kids. You make your own schedule. Part-time or full-time, it's totally up to you. That's the beauty of this system. The only way is to get started today. Log on to earnmorethanbefore.com. That's earnmorethanbefore.com. Now you can be your own boss at earnmorethanbefore.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 2nd, the 183rd day of the year. Comedian Larry David celebrates a birthday, and on this day in 1962, the first Walmart store was opened in Rogers, Arkansas. July is National Ice Cream Month, and there's good news to share about America's favorite dessert. Melt-resistant ice cream may be here. Scientists have discovered that when banana plant fibers are mixed into ice cream, it significantly slows the rate of melting, improves its creaminess, and extends shelf life. The microscopic cellulose fibers, a banana harvest byproduct, could also replace fats in conventional ice cream. The vision of a leisurely cone that doesn't drip all over your pants and shoes may soon be more than just a dream. This is the 21st century, after all. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.